Go on, Skip.
It's a couple of minutes past the hour. Tom, Skip, and Jay will be back on Monday, but one third of the family's ready to get in it. Talking about Sybil.
Go on, Nasty Dancer. Go on, Nasty Dancer. Get your Friday Man dance on. Go on. And I ain't alone, girl.
I got that special guest.
Come on.
That insane comedian. I see you there.
Funny, Rod Man.
Got
your dancing shoes on, man.
Yeah, hey, I'm snapping my fingers. Yeah.
It's Man Dance Friday, Rod Man. This is the day that Tom states, man was made to dance on this day. This day was made for man to get his dance on, even if it's all by himself. So men everywhere. Come on, Rod Man. Put your back into it.
Keisha Cole Mama, man down.
Make your leg stink.
Make your leg stink.
I got a little two-step in there, Rodman.
And I hadn't heard that new intro, man. That's hot right there. Yeah. That is hot. Who doing that?
I'm looking at Sybil. She got a little hate on her face, Rodman. You're missing out, Sybil.
I know I am. And I'm okay with it.
Men everywhere.
Keep going.
Get the dance on. Yes.
Come on. Give us a strong vibe.
This is your payday. This payday. Ooh.
Watch me grip my hips and move.
Oh. Is that what that was?
Yeah. Grip my hips and move.
I bet if
Sybil had a crystal ball, Rod Man, she'd rub it, wishing it would make her a man too, so she could join in on the festivities.
So not my wish.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. So not my wish.
Okay. Enough already. Okay. Enough already.
I figured you would be out of breath.
That is too much cardio for you. That's too much cardio.
I wish you could see this, Rod Man. I know you're in the studio in New York and you're getting ready for your shows and Caroline's and all of that. You got stuff going on in your life. Obviously, this man right here.
I live for this Friday. Man Dance Friday.
No.
When Tom and Jay are back, I'm asking I come in and at least dance with them on Friday morning.
Is that right? That's really special.
I wish I was in the studio with him because he really seems out of breath right now.
He's not lying.
He went hard. Skip, you went hard. I can tell. I can feel it.
You got to love a man who goes hard, don't you? But it is really... It's really something to watch him at work.
She got jokes early in the morning.
That's the way we roll on Friday morning here, Rod Man. Yeah.
Okay. Y'all ease me in. I'm going to ease myself in. Yeah, I'm going to ease my way in.
We don't bring that good funny, but we try. Okay, cool.
Repping the ATL, man. But you're in Cali now, though, and you're, as Sybil mentioned, you got to do Caroline's on Broadway tonight in the city.
Yes, sir. Right. So we two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night, one on Sunday, man. So I'm in the Big Apple.
Funny man, life
is all right. It's been some blessings.
Woo! Y'all, we've got must see TV tonight because Bruce Jenner, Sybil, interviews with Diane Sawyer on his transformation.
Is this the 2-hour interview?
I believe it is.
I'm not going to see it, but I think a lot of people are going to be tuned in tonight to watch this interview just out of curiosity because this has been going on for so long. And to hear him finally speak about and on his, what is believed to be his transformation from male to female.
I kind of guess the thing that amazes me the most is that during the length of their marriage, Chris and Bruce, she said he never talked to her. She never had any idea that he might be wanting to be a woman, other than he was sometimes mentioned that he liked dresses.
If that's not the indication, I don't know what is. When he says, "Can I borrow that?" That really gives you a thought that maybe things are a little not the way you thought they were going to be.
Yeah, I think Bruce, caught the. It was too much estrogen in the house.
That's a lot.
You can't have all them scents and body oils and lotions going around, and he started rubbing himself. It's like being in a hotel. You got to be careful with all them hotel toiletries because everything is with cucumbers and honey seeds and all that. You don't want to go out smelling like cucumber and coriander. Why you got coriander on? I don't even know what coriander is.
But it's just fun to say, isn't it?
It's a good word to say, coriander. You're like, what? Like, what is that smell? I got on coriander. Yeah. So, yeah. So you got to be careful with all those, those lotions and scents.
I understand. It's kind of like an asbestos. You inhale it too much.
It gets into your pores. It gets into your pores. Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah. Right. It's like bathing with dish detergent. You just don't supposed to do it. Yeah, you just don't. That ain't the kind of bubble bath you're thinking about. Yeah, you can't put apple blossom down in your water.
Rob, man, you shut it down, then I'm going to be like Sybil. I don't guess I'm going to watch either, Sybil.
Yeah, it's no reason to watch that. Yeah. It's
okay. Yeah. Is it true, Sybil, that the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight sold out in 60
seconds? Did you see
60
that?
Seconds.
60 seconds.
Next
Saturday is the fight to end all fights. I guess it's finally happened. I'm not a fight fan, but working with a man who deems himself an expert on the sport.
And that would be Tom
would be
or Tom.
Jay. No, Tom.
Tom, okay.
Jay's an expert in tailoring. But
yeah, I've been to his club. He got a lot of suits. He got a lot of suits, and he know his colors. He know his colors, and he got a lot of suits. And if you want some hot sauce on the side, I got that, too.
Yeah, hotter than a mofo. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's serious with them suits and hats.
But this was unbelievable. At least it was to me. I don't know if it was a surprise to you all, but 60 seconds?
60 seconds?
God.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was the second go-round because they just released those tickets because they, you know, they were saying it sold out, so they gave some more tickets to the public. But, you know, they charging double value for that. But, it's going to be a great fight. I'm a fight fan, so... So I'm looking forward to a great fight.
Are
so.
You one of those that bought some tickets?
Nah, my budget don't allow that to be in person yet. So yeah. I can get that pay-per-view going, I don't. Yeah,
you
I
got a TV. Right.
Yeah, I got a good TV, so I can order that pay-per-view for you. Yeah, they hit me for $100 on that. So
wow.
And what are we talking about? Like $7,500, $7,500.
Yeah, and they said double face value. You got to know somebody to be in this fight. Yeah, that's when you know where your celebrity status at.
So
right
now
there.
So they say the secondary market and seats are going for up to $80,000.
Hush your mouth. Hush.
A ticket.
Yeah.
$80,000 can go as high as $80,000 in the secondary.
Well,
market.
No wonder the beef is over between 50 Cent and Mayweather.
Yeah.
50 trying to get into the fight now, isn't it? Yeah, trying to get that hookup.
And they were saying there is no hookup, no tickets being given away. So, you know, you got to come strong with this. But, yeah, I guess if, you know, you're 50 and you come say, I'm sorry, we good, dog.
I'm sorry I said you couldn't read Mayweather.
Right.
Yeah, they say Floyd going to read the national anthem. you the people saying it, they say he gonna read it. Yeah. Word for word.
You got any idea how that might go?
Osei, can you see? Why is he reading the national anthem?
Yeah.
By the Duns. Is that Duns? That's
by the
a D.
Duns.
Yeah.
Duns.
By the Duns.
Duns.
Early light.
Can we talk a little dating news here right quick, Sybil?
Sure.
Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks quarterback. And Miss Sierra, Russell taking her to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Now, when a man takes you to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
What's going on?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, Russell and I came on home. He came on home.
The wifey was...
J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah. A J. Anthony Brown type, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So he divorced her after his big season, and then... dating around, and now Sierra is his date of choice this weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, you talking about that good funny from Rodman?
Yeah.
That good black Sierra.
See,
kind of got old Russell right there.
And it got Rodman rather quiet too. Rodman just went radio silent there.
I didn't see Russell had that kind of game to pull Sierra. So that's a different game because Russell got he got that good hair.
Yeah,
he got that S curl Duke box hair. He got that S curl Duke box hair. So.
And Sierra wants some more babies with good hair.
Yeah, she wants more babies, yeah.
Whoa.